The form of grace, welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan. One day chapter edition. Today's one day chapter is Psalm chapter 25, and let's start off with a word of prayer. Almighty King of Kings, I thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for the gift of life, and thank you for the gift of provision. I thank you for always being there for us, Father. What we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, in what you have done and what you have failed to do. Father, may you keep on blessing us. May you share your precious blood to come and be with us, to come and protect us, to come and guide us, Father, all those who are sick, all those who are in pains, all those who are in distress. Father, may you extend your healing and upon them so that they may come back to glorify you. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And without wasting time, let's go straight to today's wonder chapter, Psalms 25. In you, Lord, I trust. I trust in you. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your path. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, Lord, the great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you, Lord God, are good. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his ways. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful toward those who keep the demands of this covenant. For the sake of your name, Lord, forgive my iniquity, though it is great. Who then are those who fear the Lord? He will instruct them in the ways they should choose. They will spend their days in prosperity, and their descendants will inherit the land. The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. My eyes are ever on the Lord, for only he will release my feet from the snare. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. Relieve the troubles of my heart and free me from my anguish. Look on my affliction and my distress and take away my sins. See how numerous are my enemies and how fiercely they hate me. Guard my life and rescue me. Do not let me be put into shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope, Lord, is in you. Deliver Israel, O God, from all their troubles. And this is where our wonder chapter for today ends. Let's go straight to today's message. The first message from today's wonder chapter comes from verses 1 to 3. They say, in you, Lord, my God, I put my trust. I trust in you. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause. Amen. The Bible today is reminding us that we have to trust in the Lord. We have to put all our trust in the Lord. And it's not just saying, oh God, I trust you. Oh God, I trust you. You know, when we say that we trust in the Lord, it should be a visible sign. Amen. We should be, if another Christian looks at you, they should be able to see that, hey, so-and-so really has that faith in God. You should be a testimony. You should be a broadcast for other people. You should be an example that when they talk about trusting in the Lord and trusting in the things that the Lord can do for you, that it's you that they think about first. So many times we as Christians, we start like, okay, I'm going to trust the Lord, and we lose it midway. We lose everything midway. Either we get impatient, either we, I don't even know. But in most times, we can't even finish what we started. Amen. But the Bible today is calling unto us that when we decide to place our trust in the Lord, we have to be strong. Amen. We have to be strong and wait until when he says, hey, this, see, or when he gives us a sign. There's one thing saying that you trust the Lord. There's another thing, trusting in the Lord. Some of you put conditions on the trust. Be like, okay, God, I'm going to trust you, but if you make this come, then I will trust you. Okay, God, I trust you, then make this come. Why do you try to put conditions on a conditionless God? It's like you want to trust him according to your terms and only your terms. But why don't you trust him according to his terms? When you go to verse 4, it says, show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your path. We have to re-echo as Christians. We have to daily seek God. We have to tell him, okay, Lord, yes, I'm trusting in you. Now show me the path that you want me to follow. Because if you say you're going to say you trust in the Lord and you're following a different path, my friend, then think things will be easy for you. You can't say you're trusting in the Lord and you want to follow your own path. What is that? It's like telling someone, I trust you, but you know what? For a surety. No. When you decide to trust in him, trust in his ways, continue asking him, tell him, Lord, teach me, how do you want me to go? And look into verse 9, it says, he guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. Yes, you are asking God what to teach you his ways, but have you humbled yourself? Are you ready to humble yourself to receive that way? Are you? That's the question I want to ask. Are you ready to humble yourself to receive that way? Most of us, we don't. That's not the case with most of us. And when you continue to verse 12, he continues and says, who then are those who fear the Lord? He will instruct them in the ways they should choose. Yes, you're saying you're trusting God. Yes, you are humble. Then sit tight and relax. Be humble. Then the Lord will instruct you. He will tell you what he wants. And when he instructs you, 13 tells us, they will spend their days in prosperity and their descendants will inherit the land. Amen. That's if you trust the Lord. If you accept and you are willing to follow the path that he went. And last, when you go to verse 17, it says, relieve the troubles of my heart and free me from my anguish. Amen. It's only and only the Lord who can save you, who can give you permanent peace. Amen. So many times we are going through so many things and we have moved. You can name the places you have gone. But we still find ourselves with that empty heart. We still find ourselves lacking that peace. Why? Because some things only come from the Lord. Get some time. Read Psalms chapter 25. What do you get? What message do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithallen@yahoo.com, or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter, dailygracewithallen. We'd love to hear from you. Almighty love you, God. I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father, where we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, what we have done and what we have failed to do. Father, may you come and protect us. May you come and guide us. And may you come and always grant us your peace, Father. Have mercy on us, everything that we have done, Father, all the times that we have entrusted you. May you please forgive us. Continue you protecting us under the shadow of your wings, Father. May you continue directing us and may you fill us with that patience and resilience to trust in you and trust in you, Holy. We pray this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.